Sorry about that, sir.
No, he just started the recording.
Fair enough. Perfect. The income statement from January to September 2024 does outline that we're sitting pretty well on our variance for the remainder of this year in quarter four. Those are pretty positive numbers. And then we do have an outline from our finance officer of which reporting measures have been completed recently. So we do have the YDAP reporting measures, which is Youth Development Assistance Program. We had a recreation summer camp fund reports completed. And to add to this, I also did complete the canvas on the jobs application area for about 30,000 positions this summer. So we're pretty excited about that. But if there's any questions about the tax law, income statement, anything of that nature, feel free to forward that my way. But the numbers are looking pretty good, as we do have around $730,000 remaining for this operating.
Wow, good. Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll just take a break from the reports. Constable David, Corporal David is here from the RCMP, and we'll let you do your thing.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, sorry, I had a key issue, otherwise I would have been here right at 7, but I digress. So the report for September, it was a great month for us. Most people were out hunting, so call volume was low. That said, one of the more interesting trends I'm just noticing as the year is starting to come to a close here is that year over year we are seeing a lot more calls for service involving alcohol as sort of the primary driving factor, as opposed to drugs. Could be a combination of both, but alcohol is usually our main issue, and that number is up well over last year's. But that said, this month didn't bring that many charge files. There was one in particular, an impaired, that it came in as an assault against a dog, but then evolved into an impaired driving file. It's very peculiar, but anyways, the individual ultimately did not provide a breath sample, but was heavily intoxicated, and the vehicle was removed off the road. So, sorry.
Was he a local person or?
Was a local, yes. Local. Yes. It is, but this person in particular, I mean, you'll see the court docket at this point. It's the information's already sworn, so I can say the name. It's Wesley Smith. It's sort of a long time coming.
Yeah.
So, anyways, it's been dealt with and now in the courts. So that one is coming ahead on the 9th, which is our next court docket.
Okay.
So sort of as a wrap up for what I talked about at the beginning of the summer with the Gold Dust Lounge, we brought in the liquor inspector. There was a couple issues there where of concerns of over service. And after the liquor inspector was there and chatted with the staff, throughout the summer, the staff were turning away people instead of continuing serving them. So I consider the issue more or less tackled and resolved. If anything, we started getting files more to the end of the staff were being harassed by people when they were turning them away for not serving them liquor,
right.
Which good for us because we know that they're doing their job and they're turning them away, but bad for the staff, unfortunately. But it might just be it comes with the gig kind of thing.
Yeah.
Hopefully when people start to realize that this is the new trend, that they stop getting so upset when they're denied service.
Yeah.
But all in all, kudos to the Gold Dust Lounge. They definitely improved from since the beginning of the summer. There was an issue brought forth about drinking at the school, specifically at the gazebo. There was a lot of liquor bottles, vodka bottles, etc., left outside, and the next day little kids would find them. So Ruth asked us to just do some more patrols at night sporadically. And during those patrols, we did locate a group of kids drinking, seized a bunch of liquor, and they were referred back to Ruth for any sort of subsequent action. So we're leaving that in the hands of the school for now, unless it gets worse, in which case we can move in and do something. But even though it was after school hours, I think it's important that the school does deal with this on their own internally, and then hopefully it puts an end to the problem.
Yeah.
There's lots of places to drink in town. If they are insistent on doing it, just don't. And that message was put forth to the kids, like, just don't do it at school.
Yeah.
Where little kids can then pick up the empties and then drink, and they're... whatever. So
we had the same problem. They were probably drinking in the laundromat before.
Oh, okay.
They had to change the code on the doors because of all the parties in there. So I believe it's the same group.
Potentially.
I'm hoping that's dealt with. So
yes.
Sad.
Sad indeed. But such is the nature of the beast here. Aside from that, we had the Truth and Reconciliation. So I barbecued at the school one day for the kiddos, and Greg did the dunk tank at
yes, he did
at the over there, and it was good. So Greg was actually there for like probably a combined 10 hours that day, just in and out doing things. So
stick gambling,
all sorts of stuff. He was pretty jazzed on that.
Didn't get him on the face painting.
No, I'm actually surprised. I'm very genuinely surprised he didn't do like a bear or something like that. But
yeah,
okay, maybe next time. Aside from that, I mean, school visits are ongoing. Greg's teaching volleyball now when he can. So his roles as the student resource officer have continued and will continue throughout the year. I went to a Youth Learn to Skate event, and then Mark, our new member, has mentioned that he's getting excited about helping out with minor hockey here coming up. So hopefully we can get him involved in that. And then his spouse is actually trying to arrange something with the rec center, because she's a professional level figure skater.
Oh, wow.
So she's hoping to teach kids skating as well. Just she's a skating coach, yes. Essentially. So
nice.
Aside from that, there weren't any particularly interesting files. We did have a missing person, hadn't been seen or heard from the family in over a week, but within a few hours we located them. They were in Pelly Crossing, and they were put in touch with their family, so that person was considered located in fairly short order. That's all for me, unless you guys have any questions. Did anyone happen to catch us doing our little op today on the highway?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I heard there were quite a few officers there.
Yeah, it was four of us. So all of us from the detachment, and then we had one member from Whitehorse up training Mark and Greg for on the new laser that we got.
Oh yeah.
So they are officially trained. So hopefully they will be out, and you'll see them, you know, poking around bushes and corners, shooting the laser at people. But it's all over now, and training's good. So
it's safe to get back on the roads.
Well, I don't know. Greg's got this new tool in his arsenal, and he seems pretty keen to use it.
He was out already this
season. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He seems to like it. So hopefully that's the case, and we can address the issues on River Drive too.
He doesn't like speeders.
Most of our work vehicles now have like a tracker, so they know.
Okay.
And it gives like hotspot stuff.
Okay.
So
perfect. That'll be good. But yeah, other than that,
nice.
That's it from us. Until next month.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Excellent.
Since this is my second to last meeting, I just wanted to thank you for and your department for being here all the time and being such a good liaison between the community and the First Nations and us. Thank you very much for your input. I've enjoyed listening to your... Well, you don't enjoy listening to the bad things, but thank you for taking care of the bad things.
Thanks, Lee. No, it's honestly, I can say that it's my pleasure coming here. It's not stressful. I enjoy seeing everyone, and I like delivering the news, taking the questions, whatever it may be. And I really enjoyed our relationship. And you know, I'm upset that you're leaving, but it is what it is.
It's what it is, and.
Well, for John.
Times for change, the village is in good hands with you guys. So thank you very much.
Right on. Well, thanks, Lee.
Thank you.
You guys take care.
Thanks.
Yeah. Good rest of your night.
Thanks for coming.
No problem.
Okay, we'll go back to our public works report.
No, Jenna is with us.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. Hello, Jenna.
Hi there, Mayor Bodie. Sorry I'm late. I had a little bit of trouble with Zoom, but I can hear you now.
Okay, good. We could see you were there, but we couldn't hear you. So I'm glad that we're communicating now.
Me too.
Good. Okay, public works report.
Sorry, I'm going to bring down from our public works general manager about alternative operational systems. I'm glad to report that most things are operating efficiently and normally as expected. A major project that has been underway the last 2 weeks has been the startup of the ICs at the recreation complex, which has required a lot of hands on there.
Okay. Before we get to the recreation report, can you give us an update on the bridge on the boardwalk? I just noticed they've completed the boardwalk, but the bridge is still sitting low.
Yeah, so we have worked with Community Engineering Solutions, and we do have their mechanical and civic engineers just looking at some solutions for the CAD drawings and making sure that we can risk and liability from blocks issues.
Okay, is it? Are they still planning on?
It should be completed by the end of the month.
Okay, so they are going to raise it, because I can see with the cooler weather coming, there's going to be some moisture buildup, and that is going to be very slippery. So, as long as it's under control, I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, we do have a contractor who will be doing some of the steel work at the water center that's starting in the next coming weeks. He will be also doing the welding work at the bridge.
Ah, good. Okay, good.
The other question I have is that I think we passed a motion in regards to removing that one seating area by Councillor Mitchell, please.
Yeah, we do have that currently in the plans. It hasn't been completed yet. We're going to see if that's something that's going to be worked on as of this construction season, or if we're going to have time for it next year.
Okay,
thank you. Hey, we'll move on to the recreation report.
Basically, just an outline of some activities over the last month in the recreation department. We do have some changes in the after school program, so there was some third party funding that was procured through our recreation department. And there's currently talks with Little Sam and Crown Experts Nation to try to expand student employee funding as well for the after school program. A little overview of the ice rink completion, and a shout out to all the labor efforts involved from our strong team there. Our recreation guide has been completed and is available at several locations throughout the municipality. So we have it at post office, village office, landfill, rec complex, so on and so forth. So it does have an outline of all recreation events and program offerings scheduled from fall 2024 to, let's say, early spring 2025. So major kudos to the rec department on that. It's a well-designed document, and the information is very accessible. We do have a plan outlining return to our concessions, so please do debrief yourself on that. There is a plan for an upcoming old-timers tournament. There has been a internal succession for our booking position work we're excited to announce. The majority of the senior recreation staff attended the Art Day gathering on the Whitehorse, I believe last week or the previous week before that, and they went over a couple of cool networking opportunities as well as professional development opportunities. Which includes a little blurb about one of those opportunities that was discussed at that RP gathering, which is for a foot swim camp opportunity through the Life Saving Society. So the rec department will be exploring that during the off-season month. And then there's a little debrief regarding the student position that we are currently looking for. Is there any questions regarding any recreation department operations over the last month?
Is that old-timers tournament, is that hockey?
Okay.
Thank you.
What about the upgrades to the electrical or mechanical for heating?
Is that regarding the
rec center
temperature control issues, or?
Yeah.
We did have all of our staff complete the senior Tobago training recently, so we have a little bit of a better grasp on the issues with controlling the temperatures in the facility. The actual issues that are there in the specific change room, they've been apparently addressed by the contractor. It did sign off on all substantial that was required after we asked for that work to be completed. If there is still an issue with that, we'll have to look into that further.
What about the plumbing for the shower?
Plumbing for the showers in regards to the drip issue, or the additional shower head?
Well, both, I guess. The change room 4?
The shower, I believe, is still out of order.
Yeah.
It's a pain.
I'll have to follow up with the health worker's manager on that.
It's asking for
And what about the extra shower heads?
I will follow the shower heads.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, just so you're aware, Dennis has joined us. He was coming from a fair distance, that's why he's late. So, welcome, Dennis.
Sorry, guys. That's unfair.
No, it's fine.
I got another one for you, Matt, just regarding the rec center parking lot. Is there still going to be some time allotted to maybe grade or fix some of the potholes or some of the manhole covers are covered over by some gravel?
Did you level that out before the stone call this year? We're going to try to line our training sections on the grader for our operators beforehand. So hopefully the people fall into place, and I should have an update by the following council meeting.
And was the heat trace put in for that one drain by the washroom facilities?
No heat trace has been installed for that drain yet, so I'll have to follow up with Mike Kranitz and IDB and see if that's still on the horizon.
Okay. And I see we have a generator at the fire hall.
Hey,
yeah, that's the last week.
It will be commissioned on October 21st. It's not quite done yet.
And I did notice that somebody has hit the fire hall building on the southwest side where the fascia is kind of damaged and the downspout is removed.
Okay, let me take a look into the counselor's desk. By our next meeting.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to the bylaw enforcement report. This would have been his first report.
This will be my report. So is there any questions regarding on the activities for the last month or so? Major projects have been pretty much creating a live working document, which is a database to track all of our registration, ownership, and enforcement systems at our station. So I'm pleased to say that project is completed now.
Nice. Thank you. Any questions about the bylaw officer's report? I see he's got four complaints that received and addressed. Were they just like dogs on loose?
Two of them were uncontained animal complaints. One was a possible report of illegal dumping.
Oh, okay. Illegal dumping of garbage?
Yeah.
Wow.
Matthew, is there any more details on the planning ahead about the enforcement on gaps and dealing with the dogs crossing the river during freeze up? Can you?
Try to work around this. When we get to the animal control bylaw discussion, there's a little bit of an update on the service agreement that we've had ongoing with Little Sand and Carmine First Nation and some of the updates regarding that. But we haven't necessarily, let's say, addressed or finalized the solution for that problem yet.
Okay. Okay, Doris?
I'm just wondering why we're not giving a third reading to the bylaw enforcement bylaw tonight.
Because we did first and second reading the September 2418 council meeting, and then we did a special committee meeting the following Monday to do the final reading.
Then we should have some minutes for that meeting.
Oh yes,
I would have been reminded.
I do apologize for reading those out, Councillor Hanson.
Thank you.
We'll just include them with the next report then.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's next?
Okay.
Good catch, Doris. Okay. Thank you. Doris, do you have anything to add on AYC?
I promised a resolution update, and rather than having me read it, I'll just leave it here for any interest and prints could even make copies probably if anybody wants one. So thank you. And then the board meeting, we got a notice today that the newly elected training will be the end of November, and the board meeting will be the first of December, which is
good. Nice to hear that it's continuing to thrive.
Yes.
Okay, before we move on, Dennis, do you have anything to report for your council activities? We missed you because you were late, but for good reason, so no problem.
Other than just the fire department, I'm excited with the way the training's been going. We've been doing a lot of really hands-on training, and the new recruits are right involved, so.
New leadership.
Yes, and we had a little change. Blake remained as fire chief. He's going to take it year by year because he's busy, but we're kicking him in the butt to please stay because he's doing a great job. Our new deputy chief is, I'm forgetting names now. I've been working with the Drury Creek guys. I've got all their names in my head right now. But anyway, Trent's our new. And Justin wanted to step aside as a training officer, but still helping.
Yeah.
So let one of the other guys step up, and that is Hunter.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
So the young guys are taking it on. And, I stayed captain.
Yeah.
So we got a team, and we were at the dump till after 10 last night, chopping up cards. And we've been going at it. So it's. That's about all I have. Other than that, I can't remember anything else.
It's still substantial in that.
Yeah.
Wow. Great. Nice to hear. Nice to hear about the changes. Nice to hear about the youth stepping up.
Well,
yeah.
Justin doing what he did, I thought it was fantastic. And, allowing a young guy to come up and then going to help him up the ladder.
Yeah.
It's just because I like Justin as training officer. So, yeah.
I'm still there.
Yeah, they're still there. Good. Good. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll move on to bylaws. Animal control bylaw. This is the one that you were. It's going till next meeting.
No, this is.
On this one, we are currently working on a draft agreement with the First Nation. I would recommend that we hold off until next meeting.
Okay.
And then we need to continue from there.
Right. Okay. So we'll refer this to the next meeting. Okay. Traffic and parking bylaw, third reading, bylaw 307-24. Do I have a motion to put this on the table, please?
I'll make the motion to put the traffic and parking bylaw 307-24 up for discussion.
Thank you. Seconder.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Dennis. Any questions? Any concerns arising from this? This will be the third reading.
Was that a motion for the third reading?
This was a motion for the third reading.
Okay.
Yes. On duly seconded by Dennis. Okay, I'll ask the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
It has passed. Okay, CarMax Volunteer Fire Department Bylaw 309-24, first reading. Would you like to speak to this, Matt?
Absolutely. This is a little background here. We've just added some components that Councillor Mitchell just preluded to, but we just did put an outline and an overview regarding the election process for all the officers. We have included a actual provision for administrative requirements, which includes monthly reporting, expense tracking and submission, and annual reports. And the last change, I believe, was requirement for annual review of the fire protection agreement, so to have the fire chief participate in that process.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry about that, Your Honorable Worship. We do have some remuneration for some of the officer positions. Just based on cost of living increases.
Okay.
Where are those amounts?
So Schedule A, it's on page 70. 71.
Yeah, I found it.
Yeah, one for Schedule A is for the honor.
How much have they been increased?
The fire chief, I believe, is jumping up $50 per month. Deputy fire chief is, 25. I think, either 50 or 75. Captain is 50 and training coordinator is 50.
Okay, they sound like minimal amounts.
They're pretty nominal increases.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Can we have someone put a motion on the table to put this to first reading, please?
No, I have a question.
Oh, okay.
This firefighters out of town training expenses only. I don't think that that's fair.
What would you believe is maybe a more fair solution, possibly a per diem, or?
I would suggest a per diem.
What is that?
For out of town. Since we're paying them $30 an hour for local training, why are we not paying them for out-of-town training?
Oh, that's a good feedback and suggestion point. So we can definitely include a per diem season.
I feel conflict.
You can do a similar per diem inclusion and cancel them in your bylaw.
Those guys are conflict.
Yeah.
What do you think, Doris?
I don't know.
What's it been before?
Well, why couldn't it be something like the same thing as we get $200 a day for what? For any council meetings that we attend outside, we get a per diem of 200.
That sounds
and
like...
if you look at a 7-hour day, it's like $210 at $30. If we say, okay, well, we'll just go with 200.
How often does it happen?
Probably once quarterly.
That they all would vote?
No. The most recent training requirement was for the current deputy chief and the current training officer that have just succeeded into those roles to attend a conference in Dawson. I believe that was the second week in September or the first week in September. And those spring up maybe once every 3 to 6 months.
I do believe here in last night at the fire hall, we have 3 or 4 guys going to one of the fire departments in Whitehurst for two to Lincoln. Two to Lincoln. We have 3 or 4 guys.
I think three.
I think it's Hunter,
Kaya,
and Kaya. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're going to go in when they come back, they'll be certified, right?
I'm not sure what course they're exactly taking, but they are doing some type of certificate.
I mean, it's good training. I wish I could.
As long as it's not too hard to budget, then I guess.
What was it?
How are we budget?
What was it before? I didn't even.
They didn't get anything, I don't think. Just expenses.
The question is, what did they get before, Matt?
Based off of precedent from the previous bylaw.
Thanks.
No worries. And for budget regarding the Councillor Balanzi's question, we're sitting around $730,000 for meetings for this upcoming quarter. We're doing okay on budget, but obviously this won't reflect predominantly these numbers, will reflect next year's numbers.
So when will this come in effect? As of the 1st of January?
It's in effect as of immediately after it's passed, but us already being through, 70% of this fiscal year really won't have that much of an impact on it.
Okay, so this price is still on the table to put it in the first motion. We should have had a motion to put it on the table to discuss it.
So what's the motion? $200 a day?
For out-of-town training requirements, yes, I think that's what's being presented.
If I don't 200, then you can't put expenses running on the side.
No. Plus
expenses.
Well, it's just like when you go to Dawson for a meeting, you get so much, per diem. Right? Per diem. Maybe set it up that it's like they won't get $200 for traveling in, but the actual training day. How many days are actual training?
Those get covered as a per diem for the actual inclusive training days?
Yes.
I think that's pretty agreeable.
What do you think, Chris?
200?
Yeah, and based on, so they wouldn't get 200 though when they're traveling or anything like that. They
just while in training.
While in training.
That makes sense.
Okay, we still need the motion to go to the table.
Okay, I'll make the motion that the firefighters, when traveling out of the community, will be paid $200 for training days.
Okay, no, the motion has to go to the table before we can make any decisions.
Do I get a seconder?
Yeah.
Okay, but you got to put the motion on the table. No, you put a motion to change it. We need to put this on the table to be able to discuss it and change it.
Make a motion that we give the CarMax Volunteer Fire Department bylaw first reading.
Thank you.
Oh, that's what you meant.
With the change of the $200 per diem for out of.
Thank you.
Down.
Okay.
I'll just make a note that I am removing myself for conflict of interest.
Yeah, I feel a conflict.
Okay, Dennis has also removed himself, so it's just the three of us voting.
Thank you, Councillor Mitchell.
Okay, call. Now you seconded it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any more discussion? I have to ask. Okay. All those in favor, ask the question.
Aye.
It's passed.
So the way it is, you got it. So they would receive only $200 based on. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. So we need to put it on the table again for the second reading.
Okay, but do we have to say the same thing?
Just the bylaw.
Just the read just the bylaw because the first one
passed already for that. Yeah.
Okay, I'll make the second reading for the CarMax Volunteer Fire Department bylaw 309-24. Its second reading.
I'll second it.
Okay. Any questions?
Thank you.
Hearing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
It's passed the second reading. Third reading will be next meeting.
Correct.
Hey, Council Indemnity Bylaw 310-24, first and second reading.
I will give first reading of Council Indemnity Bylaw 310-24.
An overview of major changes, if anyone is interested in it. We just have included a 4% increase for all general provisions in the indemnity bylaw for mayor and councillors, as well as the provision for opt-out of host-provided meals.
For what?
What? Host-provided meals.
Yeah. Oh, that's what we discussed all before.
That was discussed back in, I believe, June.
Yeah.
So if the banquet is being held, and you won't get compensated because you should go to the banquet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did we get a seconder?
Not yet.
I'll second.
Second. Okay. Now discussion.
So I was thinking in regards to, instead of it as being visited every time, why can't we consider the raise being based on the CPI?
I have a question about this. It doesn't say anywhere in here about us getting per diem for out-of-town meetings.
What we possibly
your travel expenses.
I don't see it either.
No, we don't have any exclusion per diem for out-of-town meetings, I don't believe.
But we did have it in. We talked about it.
But we talked about it.
There's a provision for that.
Yeah, because we already passed that.
Yeah.
I wasn't included in the previous meeting, in the previous bylaw rendition, but I did miss that in the review.
No, we did it. We would have did it just in.
You can't change the bylaw. Just can't make an emotion.
Yes.
Yeah.
New edition.
I'm not sure.
I
maybe. Jenna could answer that question.
I thought we were doing
Go ahead, Jenna.
Could you repeat the question? Was it about how to modify a bylaw?
Yeah, can we just modify a bylaw through motion, or does the bylaw have to be rewritten and reread?
I think it has to be reread, but I will take a quick look at the act here.
Okay, remember. Is anyone else on the chat?
No.
If I remember correctly, no. We didn't say anything about meals. It doesn't matter. We did a straight $75. It had nothing to do with banquets, nothing. We didn't separate it. We agreed, which is, and that's what it is. It states on there. So it has nothing to do with if we get a banquet meals.
Because you brought up there could be fish and someone don't eat fish.
Exactly.
It doesn't mention it.
It's right there.
Dietary restrictions, and if you wanted to opt out of you would be entitled to that $75.
And then we just stated that we would just pay $75 no matter what.
Well, I just assume everybody's going to opt out then.
Yeah, the way this, I don't think we actually stated opt out provision for males. I think that we just stated that we would give a $75 per diem for eat, or sorry, meal allowance. No matter what per day is the way we requested it.
Yeah.
It wasn't a choice. It was like, we would give you $75. That's it.
So no longer fall on overview provided by UConn government.
No, we said $75, and that would even include the incidental, everything. That way we're, so if anybody does get meal, if you do get a meal from the government or whoever, it doesn't matter. We still get the $75 because we didn't include the $18 per diem for day, or the incidentals per day and the other meals, because it comes out to, I think, about $130 now. And so we knocked it down to 75 total.
But we'll still be eligible for meals the day before and the day after, I would think, at the YG rate for travel days, would we not?
No, we would just get $75. It doesn't matter if it's...
Provision number seven.
Okay.
So I would have to rewrite the bylaw to reflect that.
I was under the impression it was $75 no matter what. Didn't matter if when we traveled in, that travel day, if we were entitled to a meal, no matter what, we got $75. The next day, if we were in the on all day thing, it was $75. The next day, if we were having breakfast and lunch, depending on what time we traveled, we got $75. So in the end, that extra $60 we're missing from the, or 60, what, 70, roughly $75, really, because you have your meals plus your, oh, no. 135 includes
your everything.
Yeah, included
dinner,
yeah,
and incidentals.
That's the word. So we knocked it down by about $60 anyway. Instead of picking and choosing different meals.
Okay.
Because supper in itself, I think, is somewhere around 60-some bucks anyway. So most of the time when you do go in the night before, it's the supper. So it almost works out to the same. $60 plus 18, what, 78? We're giving you 75. Yeah. So it's pretty well, yeah.
So do we need to just pass the one tonight versus the second one, or you need to make changes this, Matt? Okay, so we just give it a first reading tonight? Okay.
And then in regards to the indemnity Does everybody think that the idea of using the CPI as the increase instead of to a maximum, maybe? How did we choose 4% this year?
That's the minimum.
I just went off of the median for the CPI increase.
Okay, thank you. Or we state it's only a 2% no matter what. Because you'll get 2% each year, right?
This is 4% for 3 years.
Yeah.
This would be 4% for 4 years.
Oh, no, 4% for 4 years.
So 1% per year.
1% a year, yes.
So that would put it up.
What is
8% in the end?
Oh, that was what I was saying.
That's
CPI. Based on the Do we know, do you have a gross figure of what council receives on a month or a yearly base now?
It says it right in there.
Oh.
12,266.
So 1% is what? $12. Right?
Yeah, but then it compounds every year.
Yeah, but a $12, we will see a dollar increase every month.
And that's 48 months.
So a total of $48.
Okay.
Add the 4%.
But if that's in perpetuity.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but we're still looking.
It just keeps climbing and climbing. What if the economy goes down in the second year?
It can always be changed,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it could always be revised.
Yeah. I was just trying to, instead of being visited every 4 years or whatever.
Well, now it'll be 4 years that it'll be visited.
I guess we could leave it as is. And we just do a 4% increase. And if in 4 years they don't want to change it, it'll be a 4% increase. Right.
Okay. Or that can be changed at the discretion of the elected official board.
Because 4%, are you giving it 4% on the very first and that's it? No more raises for 4 years?
Unless we have a reason to review it, that would be the way the bylaw is
written. So 4% right off the bat, starting January 1st, 2025. What's that? Sorry?
Carrying through the whole 4 years.
Yeah. What's 4% of 12.02? Am I right? $48. We increased it by $48 total. Right?
12,000. It will be 400.
No, 1,200.
$400.
Oh,
$400.
Oh, great. 12,000. Right. Divide by 12.
26.
Not 26, yeah.
40 per month.
Be $40 roughly per month. That's not that bad, I guess.
That's pretty much the lowest you could go.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Just okay, keeping the numbers down.
We need to put that into words to put it into a motion.
So I think he's already got it.
Okay.
It's already in there the way it is.
Yeah.
I think the way you...
Nope. So the way it's written, it's okay then?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Okay, so we'll leave it as it is written.
It doesn't say that it takes effect immediately, though.
It usually comes of when they date it. It won't come in
2025.
It comes January 1st, 2025.
Okay, so what's the motion on the floor right now?
It's just the first reading.
The first
with reading. Is there an amendment?
No
amendments.
Well, what about the meals?
The meals.
Yeah. But do we just read it and then he comes back with the amended, or do we state amended?
No, you got to state the amendment so he can amend.
Okay. I'll give first reading Village of Carmack's bylaw 310-24. Amended. As amended.
Travel expense.
This is the second first reading?
This is just the first.
It's the first reading.
It is the call again. I lost it.
It's we were discussing page 74.
Okay. To remove opt-out provisions for meals and have that elected officials will be paid $75 per day to cover meal expenses.
And we also have to put in the $200 per diem.
Yeah, the per diem needs to be mentioned, yeah.
Oh,
the purpose?
Oh, that's never been in there? Oh, that's
never been in there. No. We've just been, I'm surprised the auditor didn't jump on that.
I'm surprised too. That's why I was like, oh, as soon as you guys mentioned that, I was like, oh, what have I done?
No, okay, we got a freebie.
Well, a lot of PAOs got a lot of freebies on them.
So the first part of A needs to be travel expenses. That part needs to be taken out for meals, for transportation. Will be reimbursed for travel, bracket, transportation, and accommodations. That's it. Because meals has got to come out of there.
Because meals is going to go on the bottom, but no opt-out.
All right, let's try this now. Travel expenses, council members, will be compensated $200 per day for per diem, and also will receive $75 per day to cover meal expenses.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion? Any questions? Hearing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? Aye. Unanimously. Okay, new and unfinished business. Village of Carmack's policy review. The recreation subsidy policy.
Table that to next meeting.
Okay.
I don't see that.
That's way back at the beginning, isn't it?
It says tabled until 20.
Till the next
24, 20.
We still have some working parts on making sure that we can get that effective with the caps that some of the counselors were mentioning in the previous meeting regarding allocation submissions and frequency of submissions from applications.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so it's tabled till the next meeting?
Yeah, we'll have it ready for 24-20.
Jenna, do you have any questions for question period?
I do not. Thank you. No questions.
Okay. Do we have any in camera stuff? We only did first reading on 310-24. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good job, Chris.
Because we're going to have changes, right?
Right.
Yeah.
We will have quite a few changes, but I'd probably recommend that we do second and third reading on the 2420 council meeting.
For sure.
I'd like to have an in-camera session with you.
Okay. So we need to motion to go out of the meeting.
I'll make that motion.
No, second. To go into in-camera.
Okay.
And it is 7:57.
Okay. Thank you, Jenna. Always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. I will see you next time.
Okay. We'll be here.
Good night.
Thanks.
Okay. Good night.